Welcome to today's webinar, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Our presenters today are Luke Jones, the Trade Director at Visit Brisbane, and Tyler Lovenuck, Manager of Regional Sales at Air Canada. I know that you're very excited to be announcing the contest for travel advisors to earn Brisbane bucks and to be entered to win the grand prize trip to Brisbane flying Air Canada. So we'll hand things over to Luke. So take it away.
Thanks so much, Eilish, and g'day everyone. Exciting to be announcing the launch of our incentive, and we'll tell you more about that in a minute. I'm not sure how familiar you are with Australia and Brisbane, so I'll give you a bit of a 101 on the destination, and then you're going to hear from our wonderful friend Tyler at Air Canada, who is our key partner. So I'll tell you the why you should come to Brisbane, and Tyler will tell you the how to get to Brisbane on Air Canada. So what you see here is a classic shot of what life is like in Brisbane. This is the infinity pool at the Crystal Brook Vincent Hotel under our Story Bridge, which winds, the river winds right through the city. And here's a bit of a shot of it here. So Brisbane is officially good to go. It's a thriving subtropical metropolis city built on the very creatively named Brisbane River. And it is the sunniest city in Australia. So it has 287 days of sunshine a year. So it's officially the sunshine capital of Australia. For a long time, Aussies have enjoyed going up to the Brisbane region and just having their own vacation there. But recently, it's really gained international profile. It's been chosen to host the 2032 Olympic Games after Los Angeles. And there's many new hotels and infrastructure development going in. So it's really become a thriving international hub as well for tourism. So here's our airport, BNE, Brisbane International, and this is how you'll arrive from Canada on that wonderful Air Canada flight, straight, non-stop from Vancouver straight into Brisbane. It is officially the shortest way for Canadians to get into Australia. It's about an hour shorter than arriving in Sydney, or about an hour and 10 arriving shorter than Melbourne. So wonderful landing into Australia, and this is probably the most relaxed airport you're ever going to encounter. You can land in Brisbane and be out of the airport within 15 to 20 minutes through customs and on your way. So not only is it shorter, it's more relaxed, and we encourage you, your clients, to actually get over their jet lag in Brisbane rather than just flying on to wherever you're going next. Though Brisbane does have the most domestic connections of any airport in Australia. So what we tell the travel advisors is, why don't you land your clients in Brisbane, give them a couple of days to really enjoy quintessential Australian experiences there, and then fly them to the next place. The most popular thing to do in Queensland is the Great Barrier Reef, and that is up near Cairns, the access point there further north. So you fly to Brisbane to Cairns, and then you can fly your clients from there to Uluru, the Red Centre, or down to Sydney or Melbourne, and then open jaw that flight back, so you're making the most of your itinerary. So Australia is quite a big country. It's about the same size as continental United States, though a lot of it is empty desert. So just think about that when you're building an itinerary, how to best use the flight sector connections there to get the most out of your time while you're in Australia. So while you're getting over your jet lag, within 30 to 60 minutes drive of the airport and the city, you have all these classic Australian experiences. So you have the tropical islands, you have rainforests, you have wineries, and the wildlife. Australia has some of the most unique wildlife in the world. They evolved for millions of years in isolation from the rest of the world. So you see some very crazy looking animals while you're in Brisbane. I mentioned the sunshine. This is literally what Brisbane looks like in the winter and the summer. Subtropical, beautiful climate, and chances of getting a great day are higher than any other city when you're in Australia. And this is just another great shot of the city from Kangaroo Point Cliffs overlooking the river. So the Brisbaneites, it still has a bit of a country vibe town, even though it's a big city. Everyone sort of knocks off work early. You won't see too many ties, even in a corporate setting. Brisbaneites don't really wear ties. Very al fresco lifestyle, long boozy lunches, or knocking off work on a Friday early and just enjoying the al fresco lifestyle along the river. Very active and fit as well. Everyone's out there enjoying biking or kayaking on the river and just getting the most out of the beautiful climate. River life, Miramar cruises, Story Bridge adventure climb. These are all activities you can book through your client if you're using a tour operator or a DMC. They're all loaded there. Good fun activities. Some of you may have heard of the Sydney Bridge Climb. We have our own, which is called the Story Bridge Climb, and the Story Bridge goes across the the Brisbane River, right in the middle of the city. And it's quite an icon. It almost goes north to south. It's off by 1 degrees. And that was because when it was being built in the 1940 period, the workers didn't want to demolish the pub on the south end of the bridge. So they forced the architects and engineers to move the bridge by 1 degree off. So just a classic Australian story there about how beer wins the day. Lots of more active activities as well. You can actually go rock climbing right in the city. This is Kangaroo Point Cliffs. And then along the river, you have all these really wonderful hotels. This is the Emporium South Bank 5-star hotel, real hotspot for the locals. This is the infinity pool at the top of the building. And then you have a wonderful restaurant there. The whole roof just cantilevers open at night and lets in all the tropical breezes, and you can see the stars. Really wonderful. And in fact, a lot of the hotels along the river have their own rooftop and terraces and open air dining. And rooftopping is a favorite pastime of the locals there, just enjoying an after work drink. You might have heard that Australians do like to drink the occasional beer just for medicinal purposes. Brisbane has the only overwater brewery in the whole of Australia. It's called Felons in honor of our convict history. Brisbane was one of the original penal colonies of the British, and Sydney is the other, and also Port Arthur in Tasmania. But we're all fair dinkum honest now, so you won't have any trouble there. But this is a great spot to visit. 40 craft beers brewed on site over the river, and it's just a great spot to meet the locals. The cuisine in Brisbane and actually throughout Australia is really exceptional. A lot of Southeast Asian influence and European influence. In fact, Brisbane has the number one restaurant in the whole of Australia right now. It's called Agnes. And if you've got any foodie clients, definitely look at the restaurant scene. And we'll send you a follow-up with all the links of the recommended restaurants in Brisbane. All right, so heading about an hour out of Brisbane by boat, and you're going to be into Tangalooma Island Resort, which is on Moreton Bay Island in the harbour right outside of Brisbane. And within an hour by ferry transfer from your hotel, you will be on these tropical sands. Here's some shipwrecks that are there, that favourite spot for the snorkeling. And then North Stradbroke Island, which is nearby. It's the best place in Australia for whale watching from the land. And then we have Peel Island for sailing and other tropical adventures. Here's a better shot of Tangalooma Island Resort. This is a real favorite spot of the locals. You can actually go over and just do a day trip, enjoy all the sun and sand activities, have a wonderful lunch here, then go back after sunset on the ferry back to your hotel. Or you can stay a couple of nights, minimum two nights stay, but highly recommended because there's so many fun activities on the island. This resort is famous for the wild dolphin feeding. So for the last 40 years or so, families of wild dolphins have been coming into the shallows every night, and you can actually hand feed them from the shallows some fish, and it's only a small percentage of what they need on their daily diet. So they are still wild dolphins, but it's a fun pastime, particularly for the families. Here's some other things you can do on Tangalooma Island Resort, sand tobogganing. There's also helicopter rides, quad biking, hiking, snorkeling. So just a good fun family destination or active destination. So Brisbane is known for all its different precincts, which I guess you'd call neighborhoods. This one you see here is Howard Smith Wharves, where you'll see Felon's Overwater Brewery, Mr. Percival's Fine Dining Restaurant, and all these fine dining restaurants along the foreshore here. Right behind is the Crystalbrook Vincent Hotel, which was the opening shot I showed you of the couple in the infinity pool. And if you're sending clients to Brisbane for the first time, definitely put them in the Crystalbrook because it's right here under the Story Bridge, amazing views, and all of the access to the nightlife and restaurants here. And you're bound to meet local Aussies and really have a good time, even if you're just there for a night or two. And this shows you the location here. The city is very, very walkable. Within 10 to 20 minutes, you are going to be able to get to anywhere in the city, either by walking or by the free River Cat boat, which goes up and down the river. You can hop on, hop off, and you can see all the various precincts that have their own local flavor. Howard Smith Wharves, I mentioned. South Bank is where all the locals like to hang out, have picnics, and there's lots of casual dining and fun activities there. Fish Lane, the old part of Brisbane, good for walking tours and a bit of a history lesson. Eat Street North Shore is where all the entertainment is with the bands and local festivals and events. And then James Street, which is the high-end shopping. And then the Central Business District is also a good place to go. MacArthur's Museum is here, which is one of our favourite landmarks. General Douglas MacArthur was actually stationed in Brisbane during World War II, and his office is still preserved as it was in the 1940s, and that's MacArthur's Chambers, where you can have a historical tour there. Sorry, just closing the window here. Getting a bit of noise coming through. Sorry about that. And some of the other things you can do in Brisbane. Brisbane is the capital of Queensland, which means we get all kinds of international art exhibits and events coming through. This is the Gallery of Modern Art, South Bank. Great place to stop. There's always something interesting going on there in terms of exhibitions and also Aboriginal Indigenous art exhibitions. And there's a fine dining restaurant there, so you can actually book a guided tour of the art gallery as well as a lunch as well. Brisbane has the oldest, largest koala sanctuary in Australia. It's called Lone Pine Koala Sanctuary. And here you can see Australia's iconic animals, including the koala. But it's not just the koala. There's kangaroos, there's wombats, there's even Tasmanian devils. And it's all in a big open sanctuary where you can walk around and actually just meet the animals. They're not in cages or anything. So in terms of accommodation, what I really like about Brisbane is just there's world-class accommodation there, and the availability is great. Even during festive high season, you can find rooms. This is the Carlisle Hotel, 5-star. It's kind of tropical chic setting. It's the super popular hotel right now in Brisbane. And then we have many other international brands as well as local brands. I enjoy the W Hotel because of the al fresco dining here. They've probably got the best dining patio in the city for overlooking the river. Really spectacular. And then the Crystal Brook Vincent, I mentioned, just a great location and a very funky hotel. And then the Hyatt and Spices Belfour. We notice with our Canadian guests that some of them like to stay a little bit longer. So we have really great apartment style accommodation. If you want to stay a bit longer or have traveling with family, so there's Spices here as well. And a number of other apartments. Adena Apartments is another good option. Hotel X, new 5-star. This has got an awesome bar on the rooftop, one of the favorite rooftop bars in the city. And then we have some of the more funky boutique hotels. This is the Overlow Hotel. This looks like I Love Lucy, but it's actually the Purple Rain Suite. So it's all themed around Prince, the great rock star. So you feel like a rock star when you're saying that you're staying in this place. So the Scenic Rim, this is one of our undiscovered gems. So an hour out of the city the other way, you're going to be heading into the hinterland and the rainforest area. So this area has been named by Lonely Planet in 2023 in their top 10 places to see in the world. And it's the only place in Australia they actually named in their top 10. So it's a recent discovery. It's quite pristine and unexplored, and you won't see too many people out there. Like, there's just one person here in the shot. You may see more than her, but it's really just a great place if you want to escape the city and have some really great nature type of experiences. Walking, there's balloon rides out there. We have a camel farm where you can visit and try all types of camel products, camel milk products, cheeses, etc. And then if you want to do a bit of a walking tour or have an eco stay, this is Spices Retreats, great walk, scenic rim. So just imagine waking up here in the morning and hearing the birds and all the fresh air, just a beautiful spot. Brisbane is known for a beer drinking state, but we also have a number of wineries. And this is one of our more famous, Surimay Winery. Again, only an hour out of the city and you can do a wine tour. And they even have accommodation, so you could stay there overnight if you feel so inclined. Beachmont Estate, this is a farm to table type of experience in the scenic rim. Beautiful setting and amazing food and wine here. A bit of an Australian country vibe to it, which is a little bit different. So what's new in Brisbane? These are some of the new experiences that are going on right now. Lone Pine has just launched a nighttime tour. So you go in with your night vision goggles into the park and you can see all the nocturnal animals come out. So this is a Tassie devil and they're a bit more active at night and quite unique creatures. They've actually got the strongest bite of any animal on earth, even stronger than the crocodile, but they use it to really bite and crunch through bones and other stuff on the ground. So the forage is more than threatening carnivores, but really fascinating creatures, quite ugly, cute, and a very popular attraction. This is the Powerhouse Museum. They decided to do something a little bit different. They've opened their own restaurant called Vertigo, and you're basically strapped onto the outside of the building in your table, and you have a five-course gourmet meal with wine, and then you abseil down at the side of the powerhouse to leave the restaurant. So that's something a little bit different for the more adventurous clients you might have. Story Bridge, I mentioned that as a key attraction. They're now doing dinner and a night climb, a spectacular way to see the city. I really recommend the bridge climb because it's a bit of soft adventure, but you also get a wonderful history lesson from your guide, expert guide, while you're up there about the history of the city of Brisbane and the region, dating back to the colonial times and then prior to that to the Aboriginal times, because obviously the Aboriginal people were in the area for thousands of years before the settlers came. So a real fascinating history of the whole area. All right, who's heard of Bluey? So Bluey is probably the most famous kids show on TV right now. It is the number one streaming show in America, and it's just a wonderful slice of Australian culture. It's one of those kids shows that has dimension to it that really attracts and is fun for adults to watch as well. So huge profile for this particular character. And if you've seen the show, you realize that Bluey is actually, she's from Brisbane, and the whole show is set in Brisbane. And there's a lot of references to Brisbane and Brisbane City, and certainly the culture and the attitude of Brisbane comes shining through in that show in terms of the laid-backness and the warmth of that show. So we're just opened a big interactive exhibit called Bluey's World, opened in November in Brisbane, and it's a fun place to take families. It's got a recreation of various sets. Well, it's a cartoon, but that Bluey's house and other locations that appear in the show, you can take the kids in and visit and have a fun experience there. So that's just another reason to stay a night in Brisbane if you've got kids traveling or even adults. What else is new? Queen's Wharf has just opened in Brisbane. This is a new hotel complex. It's three hotels. It's a Dorset, a Rosewood, and a Star Casino. Over 1,000 rooms, and they're all 5-star plus. It's actually got Australia's first 6-star hotel, the Rosewood, which will be opening early next year. The Star is open right now, and it's just a wonderful location. It's going to become its own precinct. There's over 100 retail outlets in this area, with restaurants, bars, and cafes. And you'll see along the top there, there's a skywalk where you can have a drink and walk between the hotels and have an amazing view across the city and the river. So keep an eye on that. That's Queen's Wharf. So I think to close, we have a little bit of a video to show, don't we, Eilish, which we can jump in now, just to give you a vibe of the city. To go to Brisbane, it is just like that. It's very sunny and vibrant, and it's still, like I say, it's still got a small town vibe even though it's a big city. When I was last there, I had a fam trip with I think 10 agents, actually North America Goway Travel or North American agents, and I was standing on the street corner with my itinerary just trying to go through things, and three different people stopped and asked me if I needed help because they saw me looking at a piece of paper. So who does that these days? It's still a wonderful, warm and welcoming place. As I mentioned, we've got the Olympics coming, so keep an eye on that. But what that really means for us is there's going to be a lot more infrastructure and development going into the city, new hotels, new things for people to do. And I guess our message to you as travel advisors is consider landing your clients in Brisbane, let them get over their jet lag for a couple of nights, stay a couple of nights, really get a soft landing and a warm welcome into Australia, and then, you know, do all the iconic stuff beyond that that you know your clients want to do: Great Barrier Reef, Sydney, Uluru, Ayers Rock. And then lastly, I just want to talk about the incentive we've got running. So Air Canada is an awesome partner, and they fly nonstop from Vancouver into Brisbane. And we just want to make our travel advisors aware of that. So as of yesterday, we've got an incentive. Every time you book a client southbound into Australia from Vancouver into Brisbane, you'll receive a $50 MasterCard. So all you have to do is go to the website that's being pinned to the top of the chat and just log the booking there. It's just a couple of bits of information, your name and the booking number. So it does have to be a firm booking that you've already made on Air Canada. And then we'll be, within 30 days, we'll be giving you that redemption. So it's for every passenger, and it's going to be for a two-month period running December through to January. And then at the end of that, end of January, we'll be drawing from all the people who, all the advisors who have submitted a redemption, will be drawing a grand prize, which is a trip for two to Brisbane flying Air Canada with four nights in Brisbane, and including tours and activities. So do think about, if you're working on an Australia file right now, think about how that itinerary might work with Brisbane starting off. It does have to be southbound, so Vancouver into Brisbane, and then the rest is up to you. They can be coming from anywhere in Canada, by the way, so they don't have to be going from Vancouver. And also that prize is from anywhere in Canada too. So no matter where you are in Canada, you can fly. If Air Canada flies from your town, you'd be flying to Brisbane. All right, that's it from me, Eilish.
Good morning, everyone. I'm super excited to be here. As Eilish said, my name is Tyler Lovenuck. I'm the manager of regional sales for Air Canada. I am based in Calgary, Alberta, but happy to be here presenting on Brisbane, which after that presentation really makes me want to go to Brisbane as well. So our network. So as Luke mentioned, we do fly nonstop from now until the beginning of February. We are flying daily. And then starting in February, it will go down to five times weekly on our 787 Dreamliner. We do have code share agreements with Qantas and also Virgin Australia. So after your clients are done exploring all that Brisbane has to offer, you can definitely move them onwards to the rest of Australia through our code share partners. And we do make connections easy. So it's the same terminal connections, which we have from a ton of cities across Canada into Vancouver. And then a shorter elapsed time as well by not having to change terminals. It's so much easier. So definitely something that we have been working towards with our airport partners. And then our fleet. So we are constantly reinvesting money into our fleet. We have 18 Boeing 787-10s on order, and we are continuing to take delivery of our Airbus A220s. So it really is going to be a new fleet with brand new cabins and finishes, and everything is going to be fantastic once we get those airplanes. And then the onboard experience. So of course, you know, our economy class, we have TVs at every seat. And in our international economy, so on your flight down to Brisbane, we do include the complimentary wines, spirits, and hot meals as well. Because, to reinvest in that and upgrade our meals as well is what we are constantly doing. And then for those who want a little bit more comfort, we have our premium economy class. So you have larger seats with greater recline, extra leg room, next generation of entertainment system. And then you do start getting those priority services like check-in and priority boarding as well. And then you do get an upgraded meal with wine and bar service as well included in the premium economy. And then for those who want to experience the best that Air Canada has to offer, we have our signature service. This is the lie-flat pods, which for the 15-hour flight down to Brisbane definitely is where you're going to want to start selling your clients in our signature service. And the signature service includes access to our signature suite in Vancouver. So that is an upgraded lounge that is only accessible if you are in signature class. And it's absolutely beautiful. I'll have a photo of it later on in the presentation. And then we do also have meal pre-ordering. So your clients can do this up to 72 hours before departure on flights departing from Canada, and if they're in business class or premium economy class, which is really fantastic, so that you can almost guarantee what you're going to eat before you leave, so that you don't have to worry about, you know, running out of your first choice. And then we do want to highlight our free in-flight texting that's sponsored by Bell. This is for all Aeroplan members. And of course, it's free to sign up for Aeroplan. And this works worldwide. So our aircraft that fly down to Brisbane, we do have high-speed satellite Wi-Fi on them. And so your clients can take advantage of our free in-flight texting all the way, and they can stay connected all the way down to Brisbane. And then I was talking about premium services, our signature class. When you're in business or signature, you do have access to our Maple Leaf lounges, which are absolutely fantastic. And this, we have them all across Canada. So your clients, if they're departing from Eastern Canada and connecting, they'll have Maple Leaf lounge service the entire way, all the way down to Australia. And then this is our signature suite that I was telling you about. So we've got two of them, one in Toronto, one in Vancouver. These are only in the international departures. So in Vancouver is the picture on the right that you're seeing. It's above our Maple Leaf Lounge, and it's got, it feels like you're walking into a restaurant. It is nothing like our traditional Maple Leaf Lounges, and they are fantastic. I highly recommend, if you do have a chance to ever fly in our international business class, definitely make sure you give yourself some time to be able to check out the signature suite. I do want to highlight our partners, Air Canada Vacations, as well. They have packages from 60 Canadian cities, and they do have tours in Australia. They currently have 11 different tours that range from self-guided, where you can chart your own course, all the way up to fully guided with everything planned for you, so that all you have to do is just wake up and follow your tour guide. And it's really fantastic. So I would highly recommend it if you have clients that want to do an actual tour while they're in Australia. And then I do want to take a minute to talk about Aeroplan. It is a fantastic program. You can earn and redeem points on all Air Canada flights, and also with our 45 partner airlines that we have. And then you do get additional benefits for any of your clients that are that have elite status. So definitely fantastic. Make sure that they are signed up for Aeroplan so that they can earn points on all their flights. And then we do have earning potential with our everyday partners. So you can log your Aeroplan with Starbucks, Uber Eats. And then for those of you in Ontario, we do have a partnership with the LCBO. And then we also have, it's called Parkland Fuels, are the owners of Chevron, Ultramar, Pioneer, and FastGas. You can earn Aeroplan points when you fuel up your car. And then I do want to highlight our agent resources that we have for you. So we do have our Air Canada agent website. It's accessible at aircanada.com/agents. It is like our encyclopedia. Everything that you need is there. So definitely, if you have a question or you're looking for information about Air Canada, it will be on the agent website. And if it's not, there is a link on the agent website to contact agency support. They are fantastic. And that is your go-to. And then finally, our newsletters. If you're not signed up already, definitely make sure you sign up for our Air Canada Flash. This is our bi-weekly newsletter that we put out specifically for the travel agent community. So definitely make sure you're signed up for that. And if any of you are more on the corporate side of the industry, we have our Corporate Matters and our Air Canada for Business newsletter. So definitely make sure you sign up for those. And all of that can be signed up on the agent website. And with that, I will turn it back over to Eilish. That is the end of my presentation. So thank you, everyone.
Well, huge thank you to you both. We have some couple questions, if you don't mind staying on for a couple minutes. So we have Charmaine asking, when is your next fam?
That'll be coming up. Actually, we're looking at the fam program for 2025. But I reckon the best way for you to get there the quickest is to win this incentive, because that'll be a fan for one. But we'll definitely, if you're registered for this webinar, we'll definitely send you a follow-up with our information so you're on our radar for fam trips, and you'll be given the heads up when that will be, we'll be recruiting for that.
From Aaron, does that $50 apply to connectors from Toronto via Vancouver as well?
Yes, yeah. So anywhere in Canada, as long as you, it's somewhere in that booking, there's a sector that says Vancouver to Brisbane, you're good, southbound. So we want people to go to Brisbane first. So if you have an itinerary that has, you know, Vancouver to Sydney, and then you go Brisbane back to Vancouver, unfortunately, that won't be eligible, but that would be probably a weird itinerary. So just keep that in mind.
And is a stopover in Brisbane free of charge?
On Air Canada? That is a question for Air Canada. Tyler, do you know how that would work? I guess it would depend on your co-chair partners.
Yeah, that's right. So it would, we don't, to my knowledge, we don't offer the free stopover program in Brisbane. So it would be you'd have to build that into the itinerary if you are going to, you know, give 3 days in Brisbane. Definitely you're going to have to book hotels and everything in Brisbane.
Yeah, yeah, certainly the hotels are not free stopover like you'll see in some of the Middle East destinations. Yeah. But, you know, there's really great value in the hotels there. So it's kind of, you know, just a great place to add into the itinerary because it's interesting in its own right.
Okay, and from Kathy, what do you recommend to do if we want to go to Gold Coast or Sunshine Coast from Brisbane?
The best way is to drive. I mean, they're only an hour away. So land in Brisbane, then just drive to the Gold Coast or the Sunshine Coast. One of the popular things that people like to do is go up to Australia Zoo, which is a couple of hours from Brisbane. And people go up to Australia Zoo, see the Crococeum and the show there, then come back and actually stay the night in Brisbane again. So all of these regions, Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, they're just neighbouring communities, very easy to drive around.
All right. Well, that looks to be all the questions for now. So we'll say a big thank you to both Luke and Tyler for joining us today and for everyone in the audience as well. We really appreciate you joining us. So with that, we'll let you all go. And thank you so much for joining us. And take care, everyone.
See you guys.
Take care, everyone.